In Parashat Shemoyit, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu convinces Moshe Rabbeinu to go be Goyal Klal Yisrael, so he tells him, Leich v'asafto es zikne Yisrael v'amart aleim Hashem l'kei v'yisechem nira elai l'kei avram l'kei Yisrael l'kei Yitzchak v'yakev l'eimor fokri v'kart yeschem es osir l'chem v'yitzayim Boy Melis Hamian Mitzrayim, Bakulu, Vishomulu Kalecho, Ubos Atova Zikni Israel Melch Mitzrayim, Marta Ilo, Hashem Lake and Vim Niko Elenu, Vato Nelchano, Derek Shesh Yom Vim 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 Vim. The sequence of events is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them first go to Klal Yisrael, the Zikni Bnei Yisrael, and tell them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has remembered them and is willing to be, is interested in being girl them, and only afterwards to go with them to Paran. The Shaila is Lechura, the sequence of events should have been fakert. If you're trying to convince Klal Yisrael, Pokri Pagarat Yeschem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered you and he's going to beguile you, then Lechura, the first thing they should do is go to Pari. Pari's palace, Kyodu, was surrounded by ferocious animals and there was no way to really get in. And there was Nisim that happened every time Moshe Rabbeinu went in and the door picked up, Bechulu. He should have gone there first and shown Klal Yisrael that he was able to get inside and then come to Klal Yisrael. That would have Lechura been the way to convince them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to be good with them. Why is the sequence of events fakeret? First go to Klal Yisrael, and then go to Pari. So that Reb Chatzkel says, Reb Chatzkel Evershtein says, he says that it was dafka that way. It was dafka that way, because first you needed the service mitzad Klal Yisrael. First you needed that Klal Yisrael should believe, v'yomein ha'om, it should be first that Klal Yisrael believes, and there's the service mitzad Klal Yisrael. In b'schus, the service mitzad Klal Yisrael, then, your Pesach, Pesach, you take the first step, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you up from there. But always we're interested, the person that needs the Yeshua, you always have to have the his service coming mitzad the person himself, mitzad Klal Yisrael himself. And the truth is that you find this a number of times in the Torah and even in this parsha. That's when the Medrash says, the Surah Nol Ve'era, when Moshe Rabbeinu was making the Tzernach HaMidbar and he saw the Sneh, and it says Asur no vera madua lo yivar Asneh vayar vini Asneh boyar vayish Asneh nenu uko vayir Moshe Asur no vera samara gadol Asneh madua lo yivar Asneh. The Medr says vayar Hashem kisor liris vayikur alo velikim yitech Asneh vayir Moshe Moshe vayir nini vayar Hashem kisor liris. What does he see? The Medr says he saw that he took three steps towards it. Or Rish Lakish doesn't think Akim Okam es Tzavarin. All he did was he made episode. He turned his neck to be able to see what's going on. Had he not done that, what would have happened? He would just pass by, and nothing would have happened. It's only Vayar Hashem Kisar Liris. It's only afterwards the Medrash says, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he took the first step, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Chayecha that you were Surinah of the Yiris. You came close to see Chayecha that I'll be Magala myself on you, and I'll come and speak to you. This is really the first place that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was b'schus, the fact that he took the first step. Once he took the first step, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued from there. We find that by Yaakov Avinu, it says by Yaakov that he passed, v'yelech harono, v'yitzu Yaakov v'yashom v'yelech harono. V'yif gavmolkom v'yelech shonki bo Hashemesh. Rashi says what happened was that he passed by the place that he was. He passed by Har Moriah, and he was mispal. V'im Tomer k'she'over Yaakov al Beis Hamikdash, says Rashi, Madu lo ikvoishom. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop him there? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in him davening there. As soon as he passed by the place and he turned around, kafta lo yaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a kvitzas aderech. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in him davening in Har Moriah, so then when he passed by in the first place, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop him? Says Rashi, Ihu lo yov li be li spalel, v'mokm shespalel avoysav, u'min shamayim yakvu. Says he didn't take the first step to stop and daven in the place where his father stopped. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to stop him. They're not going to stop him. It's only afterwards. Ihu az Haran ozal. First he went to Haran, and then when he turned around and he says, Omer efshe shevarti al mokm shespalel avoysav li spalalti. Yohiv daiti lemehedar, because they're based on kafsalayaret. As soon as Yohiv daiti lemehedar and he started going back, then kafsalayaret. So in Echanam, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in him doing it. But only after he took the first step, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu propelled him towards where he was supposed to go. And that's really Pischuli Pesach Kechuda Shamachat. Anytime that we take the first step, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you get the tshuva, we do the first thing, Kechuda Shamachat, when you have to chem Pesach ke Shalulum, she agolis vekronis nechrosnim boy. That means that we have to do, mamish make a crack, a tiny, infinitesimal amount, a minuscule amount, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest from there. But that's the, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, in ma'adam lo yair es atzmoi ma'yulu amusarim. That we always need that first hisiris. Without the person himself coming to the hisiris, then everything that he hears from someone else, everything that people will try to convince him, it has to be that a person really sits down with himself. It doesn't have to be for a long time. But the nekuda of, oh, there's a hisiris here, something that I could do, something that I could help with, something that I could grow with, something, that first tiny little bit of nekuda, that's what that's the person's hisiris. And person's, I just heard last week from Rav Asher Druk, saying, how does the person know what his tafkid is? How does the person know what his tafkid is? So he says, there's sur mirah na say toiv. When you get to sur mirah, lev yudei amaras nafshein. That's what everybody really knows. Somebody once told me that he had a serious medical issue that he was dealing with. And he was doing a cheshbon nefesh. And he really wanted to know what to work on. And he couldn't, he was having a lot of trouble. So he was speaking to me about it. So I told him to go speak to an Adam Chashev, a certain person. And he went to go speak to that person. And the person said to him, he says, whatever it is that you don't want to work on, that thing that you don't want to work on, he said, that's the thing that you have to work on. So that thing that, you know, you're pushing, you're sweeping underneath the carpet, but you know that really you should, but that's the Levi Neomar's Nafshe, everybody knows. But that's when you get to Sur Mirah, when you get to Asay Toiv. When you get to Asay Toiv, it's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you. Mechem Mitzalei Gavar, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a person in the situation that he put him, with the background, with the all the givens that are given to him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu places you in a certain place, and you're meant to use that place to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in Chutz La'aretz, whether you're learning, whether you're working, whether you have family, you don't have family, whether you're close to them or not close to them, whatever the person's situation is, that's his Mokom HaAvodah. The person has to be order himself and be made some lave to his situation and work from there. This past week I had the chus of being in America for not too many hours. I think I'm already back for more hours than I was there. I think about 60 hours. Not too long. 60 hours from the time I landed, the time I left. But it was a big chizik for me. And some of the things that are just some of the nekudos, I think were very kashur to what we're talking about, is that this ability to take the initiative. The ability to take the initiative, able to see it clearly there, that people that decided, took initiative to bring in the Shabbos of Chizuk, started from, might have been an idea which seemed to be off the charts, and they went through with it. And there's people that learning, somebody that's working all day, and he told me that he just finished the Shisha Chalakim of Mishnah Berurah. He's not going through the issue, but he decided to learn a little bit, and he just finished now. He mentioned, he says that a lot of times we don't have people that are working, they don't have as much time to learn as they did beforehand. He was in the Chabura learning full time, and he doesn't have as much time now, so you make the most of the time that you have, which is something that a person should do even if he has a lot of time to learn. It's just when you get that pressure of having a limited amount of time to make the most of that time, to use the time that you have, to be more, a person has to be aware of himself and say, listen here, I could learn with the same type of intensity that I did before and then had more time, or that's it. I'm going to press the pedal to the metal and give it all I got. Somebody told me that his father decided at a certain point, he's in his 50s, that he's going to decide to learn how to daven. There are many people that, unfortunately, as we already find as we're going through the halachas now, we see how much kavanah a person is supposed to have during davening. Just the pashat, a basic kavanah, that a person is emunah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person in pure shamilim, the basic kavanah that a person should have. And unfortunately, it gets very difficult. So many times we daven the same thing. What are we doing? Having kavanah each time. This person decided, that's it. I'm making he works for himself. He's self-employed, so he has a little bit more flexibility working. And he decided he's learning how to daven. And he decided to join a minyan of less than 15 people. But they daven for an hour and a half every day. A regular Tuesday morning is an hour and a half. And it's not even clear when they start, because the Rav needs a chanas beforehand, gets a little message beforehand when they're going to start, and he goes for it an hour and a half every day. That means he's willing to, he took the initiative. Very many people go through their entire lives without ever learning how to daven. Without ever learning how to daven. The same that we learned how to daven when we were in kindergarten. We continue very often the same way. It happens a lot of the things that we learn, that we, Bereshis, and other things that we learned when we were much younger, we retain that same, maybe childish, understanding of Tefillah or of Chumash, Ukedoyme. And a person at a certain point has to take the initiative, has to take that, make that his service. It's a big investment of time, an hour and a half a day. But that first service that a person has, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help the person out. I was just by Bar Mitzvah this week, and the guy was starts shmoozing to me, "Where are you from? Beitar? How long does it take to get to the mirror?" He's like, "No, so you finish Shas on the bus?" It takes taka that long, and you're already going on the bus for years on end. L'chor, what do you have to show for it? What do you have to, person have to mirror himself to be able to take the initiative and run with it? I sat on the plane. I was actually very inspired. On the plane on the way back. On the plane on the way there, was the birth right, birth wrong? Person, not sure. Also, he was inspired. It was very, his father's a guy, his mother's Jewish. Was never ever sure whether or not he's really Jewish or he's not Jewish. He's half Jewish. He's not sure. He found out that he's really 100% Jewish. And he said it was an eye-opener to him. Shabbos, he was in a shul, and they were singing Zmiris and other things, and it brought back memories from when he was a little kid with his grandparents. And something was Nasir. But was really inspired was not by the birthright. Was by a 16-year-old Bacher who was sitting next to me on the flight back. And he came here to do he decided that he's doing a Yarchi Kala for himself for 2 weeks. He's in a co-ed school. He's 16 years old. And he's in a co-ed high school. And they have midwinter break. And he's doing a Yarchi Kala. He himself, me, myself, and I, all three of them together. He's coming to Yeshiva Smir HaKadosha. He did it before as well, and he's coming to sit and learn. Now this is a boy. He's a little bit more mature than the standard 16-year-old, I have to say, but he decided that in the high school that he's in, says the people of Mamish were Amaratim. People of Mamish, basic halachas, they don't know. So he decided that he's going to start a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch shir. So he started teaching Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he gives a shir in the morning. Then some, it's a co-ed school, some girls wanted to join, decided that we're having a different shir for them. And he started teaching Esther Shaila, and what he should do, and what they should teach, he shouldn't teach. And he made he prepared a shir for them. He got them learning Emunah B'Tochen. So he's giving shir in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He's getting them to learn Emunah B'Tochen, and he says he sees the differences in the classes. He sees but this is somebody who's 16 years old, and he could be just going with the flow. He's a black sheep of the 800 people that are there in the school, maybe 1,000, I think actually. He's unique, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm talking about. And he took the initiative and he came here. And he's doing whatever he could. He already made deals with his parents of how he's going to come to yeshiva. If he graduates, he's going to try to graduate early. V'chulu. This is a person who's 16 years old. He has the stamina. He has the discipline. He has the interest. He took the initiative to make a difference in his life. We might not be 16 years old. We're older than that. Certainly we should take the initiative. Person at a certain point, whether it's with regard to Tefillah, whether it's with regard to Limud HaTorah, whether it's with regard to Yediyas HaTorah, whether it's with regard to Chesed, whatever it is, there's always the possibility, you have the ability to take the initiative. It's that first step. That first step that we need. You take the first step, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Peseach, Peschoi Shel Ulam, Shafilu, Agolis, Vekronis, Nechnosim.